This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll continue the conversation this morning with Rob Syke. As I mentioned before, Rob is a Canadian entrepreneur and ag consultant who's traveled around the world and recently spoke at a Linco Precision meeting. He's very passionate about GMOs, so I asked him what he thought farmers needed to do to defend themselves against the negative comments and publicity GMOs are receiving. You being a farmer yourself, you said you have your farm in Uganda. You're obviously, like you did today, talking to farmers all the time. What do you think they need to do to help combat these myths that consumers and the general public are being told, and how to, you know, make it known that, hey, this is false. This is not true.
I think that as a farming community, as an agricultural sector, unfortunately, I think that agriculture in general really did a poor job of launching this technology. It was all trait-based technology, all for the benefit of production. So it really didn't feel we needed to communicate to the consumers that much. And we really, as an industry, collectively dropped the ball on that. What I think needs to happen today, Katie, is that when somebody is negative about GMOs or genetic engineering online or at your dinner table, we as the agriculture community need to stand up and say, you're wrong. Politely, but you say, you know, it really, your negativism towards genetic engineering really comes from a position of ignorance. And I don't mean to insult people, but if you understood the science of genetic engineering, truly understood how deep and how advanced it is advancing, you would not throw that toolbox out. In fact, I would argue that it is the only technology that would allow us to farm more organically. So if the whole concept of growing crops would be to grow them with less fertilizer and less chemicals, then the only technology that would allow us to get there is genetic engineering. So why the whole organic and the anti-GMO movement is against it is beyond me, because the future of crops technically could be GMO, genetically modified organic, but somehow it's been vilified and thrown away, and yet we can, you know, we can have crops that are derived from nuclear radiation and subjection to mutation through carcinogenic chemicals through a process called mutagenesis, and that is endorsed as a reasonable breeding process by the organic community. You flick a couple of genes off in an apple to prevent the apple from going brown, and people lose their mind. It doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah.
So obviously we have listeners, even though this is a farm program, I've got listeners that are not farmers, and the most common place that we see the word GMO, probably, is at the grocery store. And something that I took right out of your presentation today, you made a great point. You said that GMO is not an ingredient, it's a process. Would you like to expand on that?
Well, sure. I mean, the labeling of GMO foods is nonsense. GMOs is a breeding process, and there are many of them: cisgenics, transgenics, RNAi technology. There's gene editing. There's CRISPR technology. So, what do you want to label? Which one? All of them, or one of them, or which one is good? Which one? Like, it doesn't make any sense. And if you're in favor of labeling breeding processes, because that's really what a GMO sticker would be, then don't you think we should label foods that's derived from mutagenesis, which is nuclear radiation or carcinogenic chemical induced mutations? I would think that one should be labeled. So, when you think about this, it would be like labeling. You'd have a philosophical aversion to crops that are harvested with a red combine. So, I don't like red combines. So, please label the crop because it's harvested with a red. I much rather have a yellow, blue, or a green combine, but I don't want red combine. So please label all crops. It's nonsense. Crops should be, and breeding technologies should be judged on novel traits, by their novel trait. If you breed something to be rust resistant, regardless of whether it was hybridization or open pollination or cross species or RNAi technology, it should be judged based on its merit as a novel process. And so this labeling that you see going on here, and there is so much spin. You know, you pick up a jug of orange juice, and it says non-GMO orange juice on it. Well, that's a lie. Because really, to have a non-GMO orange, you'd have to have a genetically modified orange, and there are none. or they all are, depending how you look at it. I mean, it's like I just saw a package of gluten-free bacon the other day. Really? Gluten-free bacon? Like, it's bacon. Or gluten-free oats, oatmeal. Well, oats doesn't have gluten in it. Or, you know, and you got this, you know, you got these non-GMO stickers happening on watermelons and grapefruit and cucumbers. And the latest one is Hunt's that just said all of our tomatoes are non-GMO. Well, there are no genetically engineered tomatoes in the marketplace. None. So this label, this non-GMO label, is capitulating to fear. And it's really what it's designed to do is to extract more dollars out of the consumer based on fear, because that label, that little butterfly sticker, costs money. So when you put that little butterfly sticker on your bottle of water, it says it's non-GMO water, you've effectively paid for the fear. And you're paying for it every time you pick up a product that has that non-GMO project verified sticker on it, especially in the cases where there are no genetically engineered crops. So that label is absolutely meaningless in many cases.
Well, you are fighting back against this, all of these false things that are being said about GMOs. As you mentioned, your movie. Tell us again the name of that and where you can find it online. And I think you also have the option to donate.
Yeah, we're still trying to finish the movie off. We filmed all over the world. We filmed in Hawaii, all over North America, Canada, of course, United States, and then we filmed in Argentina, Brazil, and Uganda and Kenya. So we've got about 110 hours of footage, but we're still trying to piece together the overall documentary. It's an expensive project, so we've been supported by farmers and farm groups. We still need help. People could go to our website, which is www.nogmothemovie.com, and that's K-N-O-W. So K-N-O-W, no, the movie, nogmothemovie.com. So that's nogmothemovie.com. They could go there. And there's a trailer. We've got some trailers, and we've also got a website, a webisode series, 9 to 10, 12-minute sections called Learn GMO, which is a webisode series. We started with episode 4, like Star Wars. So we'll be having 10 episodes altogether.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for that information. Anything you would like to throw in about Trimble, since you are working with them? I know there was some neat technology showcased today, or maybe just where folks could go for more information on that.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that that we did with our organization was develop a very robust data platform for farm management. And farmers are going to have to make a decision on a data management platform for the farming operation. Together with the company that I built, the data platform that we built, we've joined now with Trimble in terms of being able to bring in fleet management and shapefile manipulation. That'll mean something to farmers, and zone creation. And so all of that is available now in a robust platform for farmers, and fully functional with a mobile. So it's not a mobile app, it's a mobile platform, and it's very, very easy to use, really solid. I'm running the farm in Uganda with Trimble Ag software. So you would go and Google Trimble Ag software, and it would take you to a demo of this new platform and the mobile interface.
And once again, that was my conversation with Rob Syke after a Linco Precision meeting. Before we wrap up this morning, just a quick reminder that the Hillsboro FFA Alumni Dinner Dance will be held Saturday, February 25th at the KC Hall in Hillsboro. Doors open at 5, dinner will be served at 6. Tickets are $30 for a single or $50 for a couple, or you could purchase a table of 10 for $250. You can contact Kate Niemeyer, the ag teacher at the high school, for tickets. There will also be live and silent auctions held that evening, and all of the money raised will help support the Hillsboro FFA chapter. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.